Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes.
Ah, here you go, yeah.
Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words. Say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. It is about, 10 after 1, a lot later than I thought. My name is Marielle. Derek is here with me today. There.
Hi.
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 Derek has a lot to say.
Not really.
No. That was sarcasm.
Oh, you suck.
I know. I'm sorry. I started off today's set with Fun 100. That was off of their latest release, Hit It and Quit. That song was called Hot Popular Girl, and I played Fun 100 because if you haven't heard already, they are breaking up. Soon, beginning if they haven't, or they're playing a lot of shows, and they're playing their very last show February 3rd, actually, with the Bad Amps, and that's the Bad Amps' last show as well. But their Fun 100 are also playing with the Poly Six at the end of this month. But I'll give you more details later. I actually did a bit of research, and I have a lot of concert announcements that I would love to talk about later on. Yes, like the Dwarves.
Ooh.
The Dwarves are coming. Neil Hamburger is coming. Smoosh and Block Party are coming with Final Fantasy. There are a lot of concerts that I would love to talk about, but I have to do that later. What kind of music do we have today?
You're asking me? A lot.
We have it looks like a lot.
A lot of music, yes.
We have one really long song.
Yes.
That Derek really wants to hear, so I guess I'll play it.
Sweet.
I also have tickets to give away for the All That Remains show, but I'll do that later on because I want you to keep listening. Yeah, because I know that the only people that listen are like you and my sisters. So. Oh,
my roommate, actually, no, I don't think he knows what time the show is.
Yeah,
on.
No. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Who do I have coming up next? I have Tsunami Bomb. They broke up a long time ago. I don't know. I was thinking about who I wanted to play this morning, and I haven't played them in a long time, so I figure, why not? And yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
No, if you want to give us a call, you can call us here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can always check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And the awesome thing is that people are starting to leave comments and feedback on my little playlist page, which is so cool. And you don't have to be like a member or anything. You can just be like an anonymous comment person, and
you're moving up.
I know. I get like a little like tee of excitement when I go to my page, and it's like one new comment, and I was like, oh, people are reading it. Yeah, and that is me and my loser life.
Awesome.
Okay, this is Tsunami Bomb on CITR.
Just tell me what you
CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Final Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
side. Potentially harmless, though I am not upset.
songs that end so abruptly. Sometimes, only when I'm doing my radio show. Otherwise, I like the song. I just played Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World. That song was called David Comes to Life. Prior to that, I played the Bad Amps covering the Pointed Sticks, Out of Luck. That song you can find on their latest and last 7-inch. That's the Two-Face 7-inch. And they are playing their very last show February 3rd at the Mount Pleasant Community Center with the Bad Amps. With Fun 100. And that's Fun 100's last show as well. And they're also playing with, I think, the Doors are opening up for that show. Before that, I played Ex-Dead Teenager off of the Killed by Canada compilation. That song was called Love Ain't Dead. Prior to that, another local band, The Isotopes, off of their 7-inch. I think that's their only release right now. The single is Around the Horn, and that's the song that I played for you. And I started off that set with The Million Dollar Marxists. That's off of their latest album, Zero Culture. That song was called Come On. Is that how you say it? Yeah? Stop laughing. It's bringing down my confidence, and I don't have a lot of it. If you want to check out what I played, you can always check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What was I going to do now? Yes. We're going to play Derek's song. Derek wanted to hear The Decline by NoFX. It's a long song, but that's okay because apparently it's really, really good. Yes?
Yes, it is. I would say it's probably their best song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty rocking.
And apparently, if you can find it on, like, colored vinyl, it's worth, like, a buttload of money.
That's true. It's true, but I only have it on regular black vinyl.
That's okay.
You know, that's...
It's okay.
I know.
You're awful talkative for a broadcast journalism student.
I don't know what I want to do with my life. What can I say?
I'm sorry. I'm just bugging you.
I know. And it hurts.
Good. Anyways, if any of you guys wanted to go to the All That Remains show, I have a pair of tickets that I'm going to give away right now. If you want to go, All That Remains is playing with Misery Signals Tuesday, February 6th at the Croatian Cultural Center. That's an all-ages show. So, yeah, all you have to do is phone in if you want them at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR, and I will send you and a friend to the All That Remains show for free. Yes. And they're playing with Misery Signals.
They are, yes. Yeah.
What are the other bands?
I can't recall offhand.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a ticket to it yet.
I would have played them if I had planned this out better so that, you know, people could listen to them and be like, hey, they sound pretty good. And yeah.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe if I don't give them away this week, then I'll play them next week and then try to give them away. So we'll see how it works out.
All right.
Yeah, so this is The Decline. By NoFX. I'll be back in like 20 minutes or something like that.
Change the one bullet, one empty head. Now it's serotonin gone.
We are going to get tough, the tough get dead. Don't pay attention, pay the rent. Messed up kids pay for your sins. A little faith should keep us safe.
Whatever. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is still the trail end of NoFX's The Decline, off of the Decline EP, like the only song of the EP. My bad. Yeah, there we go. It had the vinyl copy as what?
The vinyl edition. Vinyl has, on the other side, it has Times Have Feelings too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. was I going to say, did I play anything before? No, I didn't. I didn't play anything before that. But quickly, I have some concert listings to tell you about tonight. Savannah and 3 Inches of Blood are playing at Richards on Richards January 12th. That's tomorrow. Friday night, the Jolts are playing with Dirty and the Derelicts and Motorama at the Cobalt. I wish the font color was darker. I can't read it properly.
Isn't that kind of your fault?
Yeah, shut up. We're not gonna talk about that. The next night, January 13th, the Remedials are playing with Raised by Apes and Execution 66 at Pub 340. I almost didn't say that properly. Neil Hamburger is coming to town January 17th at Pat's Pub if you enjoy his comical jestings. Ouch! Ghost House and the Co-Pilots are having their double CD release party January 18th at the Media Club. The Hanson Brothers, like the hockey punk rock people, not...
From Slapshot.
Not the Mbop people, are playing with the Shitties and the Jolts at the Anza Club January 20th, but apparently that's slightly pricey.
Yeah, I remember looking on, I found the prices for it. It was like $25 to $28, I think. I'd have to double check, but it was kind of, yeah. Still could be probably a really good show, though.
Yeah, it probably is, and if that's not your thing, the same night, the Black Lips are playing with the Parallels at Richards on Richards. That is January 20th. All the way from Japan, the Poly Six are playing with Fun 100, and the DJ is My Gay Husband at the Plaza Club. January 26th, the Manvilles are playing with the Sessions and the Hits. That is happening February 2nd at the Lamplighter. The next night I told you about is the last show of the Bad Amps and Fun 100 at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. That's February 3rd. All That Remains is playing with Misery Signals and the Human Abstract. That was the other band. Yeah. February 6th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Raised by Wolves are playing a show in February with the James T. Kirks and China Creeps. That's February 15th at Pub 340. Callahan and Savannah are playing at the Lamplighter February 23rd. And at the beginning of March, the Dwarves are coming to Vancouver. The Dwarves are playing at the Plaza Club. That is March 1st.
I am something still too. Surprised that they're still alive.
I think a lot of people are. But if they make it that far to the beginning of March, then that would be an awesome show to check out. Middle of March, Block Party are playing with Final Fantasy and Smoosh. That's March 12th at the Orpheum. So cute. And at the end of March, Pepper are playing with the Mad Caddies and the Supervillains. That is March 30th at Richards on Richards.
Cool. And also on, just to go back on the calendar, yeah. February 28th, Defiance, Ohio is supposed to be coming here.
Right. But at Alf House?
Yeah. That's what they have listed on their website. I'm assuming it's probably someone's basement.
It's probably like Alf's house.
That's what I'm guessing. So hopefully within the near future, they will let us fine people of Vancouver know where exactly Alf House is.
I've never heard of that
and
place.
And who they're playing with. But that'll be a really, really good show. Yeah. Big fan of theirs.
We should find this elf. Not the elf that eats cats, but...
Yeah. Like elf. Well, that'd be pretty cool, too. I wouldn't mind being friends with an alien.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? But he would eat cats, and you like cats.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
It's quite the dilemma.
Oh, no.
Cognitive dissonance, almost.
What else? The other show that I was going to tell you about. I played Fucked Up a while ago and totally forgot to tell you they're coming to Vancouver. They've never been to Vancouver before, but they're playing two shows in February. They're playing an all-ages show February 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center, and this is going to be in the small room, not the big hall. Fucked Up are playing with the Transmitters, Daggermouth, Dead Sure, and a band that features ex-members of Fuck Me Dead and Fun 100. That is February 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And then the next night, Fucked Up are playing with the Transmitters and Alternate Action. That's February 16th at Pub 340.
They've never been to Vancouver?
I don't think so.
Wow. I'm surprised. Well, I think they're an Ontario band.
Yep, they are. And they're on the same label as the Transmitters. Yeah, and so
I guess they're just a lazy, lazy Canadian band. But they're good. So I'm going to go see them.
Derek's views do not reflect the views of CITR.
Oh, they're not as bad as propaganda. I mean, how often do those guys tour?
I know. For the longest time, I'm like, weren't they broken up? Didn't they stop making music? And then, a new record.
No, they're just incredibly lazy Canadians.
Maybe they're just incredibly busy.
No. Well, No, okay. I doubt that. They're probably just playing stick and puck hockey somewhere.
Anyways, running out of a bit of time. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, but I have a bit more music to play before that. The Dwarves. I was going to play the Dwarves because they're coming, and that's so awesome.
Yay.
Because another band that I thought wasn't really doing anything anymore.
Yeah.
But whatever, this is the Dwarves off of, what's this album, Come Clean? Is this?
I think
yes,
so, yeah.
It's Come Clean. This is the Dwarves on CITR. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that listened and tuned in and phoned in today.
And thank you for hosting, Marielle.
Thank you, Robin. Robin is coming up next with the Inkstead Show, but a pre-recorded show?
No.
Even though you're here?
It's not pre-recorded.
Oh, then it was all a lie.
Well, Dayton will be joining me to do an interview.
Where, like now, today?
Yeah, he's getting a sandwich or pizza or something like that.
Oh. Okay.
Literally.
All right. Anyways, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will update that later today. I just played The Dwarves off of Come Clean. That song was called Over You. Yep, that's about it for me today. Derek, do you have anything to say?
No, I love doing your grunt work by putting away these CDs.
Yeah.
Narf, narf.
That's That's what happens here at CITR. Yep, that's it for me. I will leave you off now with the brand new Blood Brothers album, Young Machetes. The song is called You Are the Dream Unicorn. And I only play the song because of its title. Okay.
Play your song.
Play it. Okay, jeez. Jeebus.